Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Hey pig.
Ah.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus.
Come, John, come.
We need to get a mix of those two folks.
Come, John, come, John.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus.
That's the intro music.
That's the intro music to the Questionable Intelligence Report.
Yeah.
Starring Mike and Lou and our
Mick,
uttering complete apathy.
What up,
Nicolaya? So the
he's here.
So the hospital, Mick, is that right?
No, I'm home.
Are you doped up on cool painkillers?
No, they gave me a crappy... They gave me, like, a fucking steroid and a glorified aspirin.
So they basically was like, stop being a pussy and go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's so retarded. Yeah. Like, they're like... I'm like, when can I go back to work? They're like, well, whenever you feel like it. I'm like, I can't walk. Like when is this going to get better? They're like, well, you just have to rest. I'm like, well, that's not helpful.
Jesus.
So what exactly is wrong with you?
I don't know. They think I have sciatica, but they didn't give me an x-ray or anything.
You're so fucking old, dude.
I know. It's fucking ridiculous. Awful.
Oh, man, come to work with me and bring down 150-something boxes.
Mick was actually diagnosed with lumbago.
Lumbago? What's that?
Which I think it's just fancy medical speak for being old as fuck. Yeah, we've diagnosed you with oldest fuckitis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, speaking of old, some fucking old cunt today while I'm working. I was like, she came up to me, and she had, like, a piece of paper, food. I need, just food, like, I need food. And so she was poor, basically. And she starts trying to talk. She had, like, a tracheotomy, like a big hole in her fucking
throat. Oh, snap.
She was all brown and shit. And and I'm like, oh, wow, I felt bad for that bitch. You know, I'm in a good neighborhood. She's an old white lady. She must be. So I take, a wad of cash out of my fucking pocket. I gave her, like, $7. It was, like, a five and a couple singles.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, because I felt nice, I guess. I felt like being a nice fucking guy. The bitch starts going for the 20.
Ha! Oh,
and I'm like, no, here. And then the bitch was like five, like trying to mouth the word five more. And I was like, no, get out of here. I give her like...
I can't be giving money to these motherfuckers, yo.
No, man, I guess I can't, man. And then
she's
like...
What the hell
was
my mother doing
in
your neighborhood?
It wasn't my neighborhood. I was in a nice neighborhood picking up a move, going to Florida today.
Oh, okay.
Little Ferry.
Why was somebody from a nice neighborhood hiring you?
Because they were two Puerto Ricans that snuck in under the radar in a nice neighborhood.
Jesus. Even Puerto Ricans that move into a nice neighborhood can't escape the ghetto mentality.
So then a few minutes later, that old fucking bag comes back from the opposite way, and she's like signaling $2 to me. Like she wanted
two, not five?
Yeah, she was negotiating with me.
You should have negotiated either a blowjob or maybe to try to fuck that tracheotomy hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
I could have been one of the very few in the world that said, I fucked a tracheotomy hole.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yo, Louis, do you remember when we were standing on the corner on Houston Street and that fat bitch and her boyfriend came up to us and asked us to buy her a cake?
That's right. Damn, I forgot about that. They were like regular white kids, right?
It was like a sort of, she was like a fat Asian looking broad, and she had like this tall white boyfriend, and she just came up to her, she's like, hi, I swear to God, I thought it was like a fucking hidden camera show.
Which is like,
oh,
it's my birthday, or some shit.
Some bullshit, and she was like, you guys are, and I'm like, here we go. And I'm like, what is this like fat, affluent looking bitch want with us? Like, she gonna ask us for money? And she's like, oh, could you, like, buy me, like, a cake? And I'm like, what? No!
Yeah, that really sounds like a setup for some other, like, shenanigans. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Like, who goes up to people and asks? I mean, it was a very specific thing, too. It wasn't like, oh, can you buy me some? But this fat bitch was asking us to buy her a fucking cake. Like, bitch, maybe if you spend all your money on Twinkies, like, you'd have money for a fucking cake, which I guess is redundant.
Yeah, maybe if you didn't have spend your money on cake, you'd have money for cake, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, catch 22.
I think I should tell the story of how we met, Lou.
Yeah, in the Melbourne Darks.
Well, I was on a tour in Vietnam. And we heard about this, there was this local Vietnamese warlord named Bao Bao Dua, which actually translates literally into fatty, fatty coconuts. Is what the literal translation is. And
that was my moniker back then.
Yeah, that's what and so we get there, and there's this, like, fat Puerto Rican guy, and he's just, like, ordering these fucking Vietnamese guys around, and they were, taking turns.
And I was just yelling with elongated vowels. I didn't know what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah, why don't you, could you reenact that?
Yeah, yeah. They understood the shit out of me, too.
By the way, what I just said, that actually is the Vietnamese word for fatty, fatty coconuts. It really is. I looked that shit up to tell this completely true story.
No, go ahead, man. Shoes. I had one of those, like, austere black Viet Cong.
It was almost like a gi, like a karate outfit.
Yeah, almost.
It was like almost. It was like all black, no shoes.
Black belts. Yeah, I had.
He had one of those like conical rice paddy hats. Like the wicker looking one.
Yeah.
Totally.
And for some reason it was covered in peanut butter, but so what happened is
I don't know how I got peanut butter in North Vietnam, but
there were a lot of covered in peanut butter, and there was like a whole squadron of dogs just like hanging around. It was
flea infested.
But so what happens is my squad is like, okay, we're gonna fuck this guy up and score a victory for the good old U.S. of A. against Charlie, because that's what we called those Vietnamese guys back there. Charlie.
What do you guys used to call me Charlie for? It's Louie, not Charlie.
So we went up to the village, and I was like, yo, Charlie. And everybody was like, yo, what's up, man? And then we were just like, fuck you. And then we started shooting. And all of my guys died, like, right in front of me. Mm. Like, all of these dogs, and they were all German shepherds for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, they were leftover troops from World War II. They were just...
Right, when the Germans invaded Vietnam.
No, when the Germans were in Europe and they were Jew hunters and they needed something to do, so...
Yeah, but how did those German shepherds get all the way to Vietnam is what I'm saying.
They were hunting Jews and they got lost.
They must have got really lost.
Yeah, dude, and they were just looking for war because that's all they knew.
they just smelled the war in Vietnam.
Here's this swollen peanut butter god coming to take them over.
I know. I had some peanut butter for days.
He's commanding like this phalanx of dogs, German shepherds on one side, and like screaming, mutilating fucking half-clothed Vietnamese boys on the other side.
They were all boys too.
All boys, and they totally blew away the good old Uncle Sam's bastard children, and I was left, and I fell into a punji pit. I don't know if you guys know that. This very, very secretive Vietnam shit. You only know what this stuff is if you were there.
Yeah.
In the shit.
Yeah. No, I remember.
In Da Nang.
What was the shit again? Oh yeah, Da Nang.
In Da Nang, yeah.
Vin drop a lot. Goddamn, all gook names sound the same.
Yeah, but didn't we? We agreed it was Da Nang, I believe, when we were making this up earlier.
Dennis Hopper showed up with a lot of cameras all over his neck.
And he had long hair, and he was. I mean, the guy was like constantly on acid, and just the shit that was coming out of his mouth.
Oh man!
Looking over his shoulder.
Puerto Rican man, he came out here, man. He's doing big things, man.
He kept sending off imaginary birds too. It was pretty wild. But,
really? I don't
So I fell in this plunging pit, which if you were in the shit, you know, it's a covered pit in the forest that's got spiked bamboo sticks sticking up out of it,
with
covered
shit.
In shit.
That's why
covered
it's called
in
the
shit.
If you were in the shit.
Yeah, painted because of, but I mean, if you survived the fall in the pit, you weren't going to survive the infection that you got from the poop that was
right.
on it. So it's, we just called them poop pits.
Poop pits. Poop pits of death, I remember.
Poop pits of murder.
Poop pits of pain.
So I fell in one of these, huh?
Poop pits of pain.
Poop pits of pain, exactly. You know, you should have been there in the shit with me, Mick. we would have called you Joker.
No, Rafterman.
Or Rafterman.
Yeah, you
would have
been
Snowball.
Snowball. Snowball.
Private Snowball. So I fell in this pit, and I'm pierced in many different places. It was just how I was impaled. And poopy sticks, you know, just sticking out of my body in various places, and I start to lose consciousness. And all of a sudden, someone started giving me mouth-to-penis resuscitation.
I'm just trying to help a brother out, man.
And, I mean, I look down, and there's this, you know, peanut butter-covered mocha god just looking up at me with these pretty doo-doo-colored eyes. And
peanut butter-covered mocha god. That's good stuff. I like it.
So, I mean, you know, as they say, the rest is history. You know, we walked gaily off the battlefield. Strangely enough, the entire area was surrounded by daisies.
I know.
So we skipped merrily through them on the way back to American soil, which we were somehow teleported directly into Ohio.
And the war was over.
From the edge of the battlefield.
The battleground.
And the war was over, yeah. Richard Nixon came and personally thanked us. He gave us a little pat on the bottom as we walked away.
That's a beautiful story.
It was. It is.
It was. And then we helped the moon race. We helped win the moon race over here.
There's a moon race?
Yeah, between the Soviets and
Why you gotta bring space into it?
Why not, dude? The fuck?
You know, we had a perfect little story of our first meeting. I like that version, by the way. I think we need to tell that at parties. Maybe we could tell parts of it.
Yeah.
And switch off. And Mick could be blowing us the entire time.
No, I was going to say we could switch off and Mick's ass while we're telling our story.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean, he's going to have to be lying flat because he can't, you know, he can't bend over anymore.
We were to rape Mick, he wouldn't be able to do anything right now about it.
So, Mick, did they do x-rays on you? I mean, did they?
He said no.
No. Oh, my God. They didn't do any x-rays. All they did, they're like, we have no rooms open right now. I went to Sound Shore, which is right by my job, because on Monday I went to work. Like, the whole week, ever since, like, Wednesday, I've been hobbling around like a friggin' cripple. So Monday,
dude, they need to do
like,
x-rays and make sure you didn't slip a fucking disc or something.
Well, yeah, I know.
Like
tell me about it.
Pinched nerve in your vertebrae.
Right. So, well, Saturday I go to the chiropractor and he basically did an adjustment and I felt better for like a couple hours. But then on Monday I felt worse again, like worse than I had before. So I go to the hospital and they're like, well, we don't have any rooms open right now. And I'm like, okay. She's like, well, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you an injection and we're going to give you a prescription. But we want you to come, like, next week, and we'll get, like, x-rays done and stuff. And I'm like,
when
that's really not helpful at all. Yeah.
No, but at least they are going to give you x-rays. It's not like they're like, oh, shit, shut the fuck up, you faggot. Here's a prescription for aspirin, get out.
Well, I know, but still, I mean.
They were basically like, shut the fuck up, you faggot. Here's a prescription for aspirin, come back next week, and we'll take you seriously.
Right, basically. Well, yeah, it's like when I was talking to Louis about this on Sunday, he goes, oh, I have a cure for that. I go, what? He goes, it's called not being a pussy.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not entirely untrue, but I mean, there, you know, it's to the point where, I mean, I really feel like an idiot. Like, I'm walking around, I can't carry, like, a 10-pound box. Like, it's ridiculous.
Jesus. Woo.
Nick?
Yes.
Hey. See, here's the thing. When I was in Florida, I had a similar problem. There was something horrendously wrong with my back. I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. But I went to the hospital. And they basically, I think they even did x-rays on my back and they couldn't find anything in particular. But they were just like, listen, you know, they also were really busy too. And they're like, we don't really have time to like, you know, go into depth and check pinched nerves and stuff like that. But here's some Percocets. So just come back.
Yeah, see, they didn't even give me that. Like, I figured at least they give me that for a few days. It'll, like, you know, numb me up for a while and I'll feel better. But
Nick,
all
I know
me,
some people that you could probably get some Percocets from. I mean,
well,
you may have to take one in the mouth or something, but...
Yes, he did.
We'll see what happens after next time I go, and, you know, hopefully I'll feel better in a few days. But, yeah, if not, I might have to, because I don't think... I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I don't think I've ever even... taking pain pills for anything. I've been pretty lucky to, like, avoid serious injuries and stuff like that.
Wait, so when the guys in prison fucked you in the ass dry, you had no, like, analgesic or anything either?
That's a labor of love, dude. Like, I kind of relish the pain in that instance.
That's taking deep breaths to relax the anal muscles.
Yeah.
Plus, you were prepared for that. That was a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff it in.
Well, I mean, so, yeah, dude, I guess you just got, I mean, can you bend over?
Of course you can. How do you think he got it in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
He's holding his ankles as we speak.
I wish I could. I haven't been able to hold my ankles in a week.
Jesus, I don't.
That's
you
what
re-
you
I
get for holding your ankles.
I mean, how would you know that?
Well,
I mean, dude, you just gotta, you know.
Yeah.
I guess just kind of got to stop being a pussy and shit.
Pretty much. I know, pretty much. But, I mean, it is worse than it sounds. And to be honest with you, I've always been the kind of person when somebody's like, oh, I hurt my back, I kind of, like, roll my eyes. I've been the same. I'm like, all right, get over it. But, like,
they're usually
poor.
Dude, all kidding aside, when I was from the age of about 10 to about 25, I used to have, like, major back problems where my back would go out and I would be horizontal for, like, 2 days. The worst is...
what a pussy. Jeez.
No, really. I was like, fucking 19, but somehow it went away. Like, I don't throw my back out anymore. It used to happen every
I'm assuming this will go away in, like, a week or two, which is a pain in the ass, because, like I said, they didn't give me any pain pills. They didn't give me an x-ray.
Is it literally a pain in the ass, Mike?
Oh.
It's a pain in my very upper ass. Yeah, actually, the injection was a pain in my ass.
What we used to say about our friend Andrew, Mickey met Andrew, right, at the barbecue?
Yeah, yeah.
We used to call him, he had no ass, so we just said pain in the back instead of pain in the ass.
pain in the back.
And then we'd just go off. Like, we'd start saying, you know that Rob Zombie song, Dracula?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Louis would start singing Bacula.
Bacula.
We started to go overboard pretty much within 5 minutes of it. We just started changing, you know, every expression that has ass in it. Like, I called him a back hole. I mean,
right.
We said that he sits in a, what is that, a 45 degree angle?
I said that his back goes straight into the back of his knees. What else did I say? I said he shits in two dimensions, too. I think that was a combination of it.
Poor Drew.
He was sick of it 5 minutes later. But we dragged it out for a good 3 months, at least.
Yeah, it was, like, constant. To this day, he says, oh, I gained some weight. I got an ass now. And it just, oh.
And, like,
sorry.
Louie and I are like, nah, it's
Nick. Nah, not yet. Yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, you know, look, I got this gut, I'm all fat now, look at me, I got an ass. And we're like, yeah, yeah, even his wife is like, nah, not really.
Man.
it's supposed to be that he would try to brag to you about having an ass.
So, giving you something to shoot for?
Hey, boys, I have an ass now.
Yeah.
You know what, though? And caught kind of sad. Women want a guy with an ass these days.
No, they do.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why
true.
I don't know how you landed anybody.
I don't know, man. Negativity down there.
I mean, you got. I've always told Louis he's got a couple of fucking lasagna noodles for butt cheeks.
Right.
Just slapping wetly against each other from time to time. When he farts, it sounds like somebody playing a tuba with a mop in it.
It kind of does sound like a tuba underwater, though.
that it does.
It's like gurgly and wet sounding.
No, really, it does sound like your fart bubbles have to force their way through mountains of gelatinous flesh. To reach
come on,
the surface.
Guys, you're making me horny. Can you respond to that?
You know what farts sound like? I'm pretty sure Louis Buttball has a tone, too, come to think of it.
Yeah, it's mine.
You know, like I love licking a girl's butthole. Mm. I really do. It's, you know, a good clean girl, I'm totally okay with it. But the idea of anybody licking a man's butthole freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, well, it's hairy.
I mean,
shit stained.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I've ever felt that. Even if I've like jammed like a wet fucking baby wipe, like a fucking foot up there, I still don't feel like my butthole is clean enough to let somebody put their tongue there.
Yeah, I agree. It always.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I agree. I
agree. Buttholes.
Mick is done. Thought Mick was gonna.
You think Mick's back just went out on it?
It sounds like.
Yeah, I agree.
Hold on.
Would you have a bitch lick your butthole too?
Yeah, actually, I had an old lady lick my butthole. His name was Mick.
I was going to say it was my mom.
No, but I did have an old lady lick my butthole.
Was that Spanish bitch?
Yeah.
Bronx? Oh, Jesus. You know, honestly, man, something I've never been able to do is I can't fuck a bitch who doesn't have a pretty face. Mm. Like, even if her body is slamming, I can't deal with a bitch that doesn't have a pretty face.
Apparently I could.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, she would have just fuck women who don't have pretty faces. That's mean. That's not entirely true.
You know, Mick, your mom really is not that unattractive, honestly. Sorry, man.
That was good.
But Louis had no problem. Don't get me wrong, her body was ridiculous. I don't know if she did, like, squat thrusts or fucking dead weight lifts or whatever, but... Like, she was in really fucking good shape, but she had, like, that, she looked like my old alcoholic aunt. She had, like, kind of a craggy face that was, like, you know, from what I remember, I could be exaggerating this, but she had, like, you know, the overly made-up face, which included, like, drawn-on eyebrows and shit. She had, like, short, dykey blonde hair. And she was a Spanish, so you knew it was like no, there was no way that shit was natural.
Right.
She was crazy though. So.
But she was all about apparently she was all about Louis's penis.
And butthole.
For a minute, at least. Yeah, and butthole apparently.
Yeah,
looked like the kind of bitch who'd eat a dude's butthole.
Yeah, sure. It's like, oh, what kind of chick eats buttholes? An older Spanish broad.
Maybe she was actually like 24, which is why her body was so tight, but all that butthole eating made her face old.
She had a taste for it. Didn't.
I see what you did there.
Why would she do that to me? Obviously she didn't know who I was and how long I spent in the bathroom.
Yeah, really? Did she nibble on your hemorrhoid?
She like sucked on it a little bit like a prolapse.
Oh,
prolapse hardy.
God, there's way too much penis on this show. Way, way too much. We go so far. I feel like if we had at least one vagina on the show, it might somehow even out the just horrendous, disgusting male bullshit that comes out of us on a regular basis.
Prolapse.
I mean, at first, like, the first thought I had was maybe we'll talk about rape less, but then I thought, no, with a girl here, we'll probably talk about rape more.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
And there it is. We need that rape whistle because I just brought it up.
You hear about the Republican who said that he doesn't believe in abortions for rape victims because God intended it?
Yeah, no. Representative Todd Akin. His whole stance was, and I could be wrong, it could be yet another Republican that made an ass ignorant statement, but this guy said that he doesn't believe in abortions for rape victims because women's bodies naturally shut down the pregnancy.
There was that guy. No, but this was like last night or the night before last. Another guy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Another guy.
Yeah, no, another one. He said that because God intended it. You know, as
right, so rape is part of God's plan. Exactly. Now, that's a very powerful statement that he's making. I want that to go on record in Christianity. I want that to be part of the fucking doctrine right now.
Part of the canon, yes. Rape is part of God's plan, so go get raped.
Oh, so you know what, though? If it's inevitable because it's part of God's plan. Okay, because, you know,
can we use that
if it
as
happens,
defense?
I mean, God... Well, if it happened, it means that God intended it, which is what he's implying. I mean, I don't think
right.
it's a leap in logic to say,
destiny
to say
to be
that
raped.
Yes, exactly. So, if that's true, then I guess it was also part of God's plan for those fucking psychotic Muslims to fly those two planes into our city. Right? That's all part of God's plan, too, and it should have happened because that's what God wanted.
So.
Right? I mean, it's... If that's not that far of a leap of logic either. If it happens, God must have wanted it to happen.
Right.
Speaking of which, real quick, I got into a... I made a fucking joke on Facebook last night, and this is what I said. I said, Mormonism is the Scientology of Christianity.
Mm, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Very.
Right? I mean, Mormonism... Mormonism is like the crazy uncle of Christianity that nobody wants to talk about and acknowledge, and he always shows up even when he's not invited.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, and that's what Scientology is to religion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, regular organized religion is like, oh, fuck, they're Scientology. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a religion, but, like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
And I got into a fucking heated discussion with people because they're like, oh... Mormonism isn't Christianity, and I'm like, it says who? Christians, of course, think Mormonism is not Christianity because it's fucking crazy.
Right. Crazy-er, yeah.
Crazy-er. However, while I do think Christianity is crazy, Mormonism takes it to another level where it involves, like, space and planets.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fucking crazy. Don't get me wrong. I just happen to think... And Mormonism is fucking Christianity because it's based on it.
Yes.
Joseph Smith started with Christianity and then was like, oh, yeah, by the way, there's all this space shit, too.
Right.
They believe that Christ came down from heaven and started the United States or whatever. And,
yes.
That he was a cowboy out in the West and
shoot
Indians.
This guy goes into the woods and finds... because an angel that nobody's ever heard of before, I mean, because, you know, because angels are real anyway, but this angel tells him in a fucking dream, and I'm sorry, if you think angels talk to you in the first place, you're not a prophet, you're not some sort of spiritual person, you're a fucking schizophrenic.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what's going on. You have chemicals and sparks in your brain that are not supposed to be there, and you're hearing people that aren't there.
Yep.
Yeah, so he goes into the woods, because this angel told him to, and says, oh yeah, there's a lost gospel buried in the ground here in America somehow, because that's where Jesus put it when he was hitchhiking.
Why would he be so cryptic and just like buried in the middle and no one's going to find the shit?
I don't know, but he was the only one who ever saw it, and he was the only one who could ever translate it, and he was the only one who these angels ever spoke to. Do you love shit like that?
And this was the 1800s, no, was it?
Yeah, at least Christianity was sort of like a mass hysteria because this dude, like, sacrificed himself for God knows what.
Yeah, but...
and allegedly he went willingly to his death, and everybody's like, oh, we must revere this guy.
I need to do some further investigation into Jesus, because I remember seeing a documentary about, it was an atheist documentary about Christianity, and they talked about how Jesus Christ was mentioned like 100 years before than he was around. You know what I mean? Like that person, Jesus Christ, had been around before.
Well, I mean, to be completely and utterly fair, the Bible was written something like 200, 250 years after he allegedly lived.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a long ass, especially then when lifetimes were only like 30 fucking years long.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the average life expectancy was of like a fucking mayfly.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, you're lucky you could start teething before your ass got killed. You know, like, I mean, and this is the original Bible that was written, you know, after Jesus's whatever alleged life and death or whatever. So we're talking about, to start off with, this is a collection of tales over 250 fucking years old.
Yeah.
So to start off with, it's a game of telephone.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then you have the thousands of years of revisions and, you know, conquering armies saying, oh, you know, we like this shit. Let's put our own fucking spin on this shit right here.
Bunch of bullshit, man. How can people believe in the Bible? If you want to believe in God, then, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, religion is absolutely, unfortunately, a natural inclination of man. Man tends to gravitate towards some sort of answer.
Yeah, you want to think there's something bigger out there and something
that has a plan.
Right.
Somebody's got this idea for this giant ball of rock hurtling through space with monkeys clinging to it desperately.
That's nice. I like that. But that shit ain't the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you want to think we're full. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm the tyranny of evil men.
You are indeed the tyranny of evil men, Louis Camacho. Your very butthole agrees with you.
It's the tyranny of the earth.
No, but I mean, but yes, Mick, you're right. Obviously, people, and it's really, I think, a marker of the weak-minded that they believe so fervently in something that they can't see. It's that their
right.
faith is so unbelievably strong about things that they have not seen. I understand the concept of, you know, walking through the Grand Canyon and saying, my God, look at this beauty. Some great creature must have designed this because it's so perfect. Some giant... Okay, I get, like, it may not be necessarily scientifically sound, but I get it.
Mm.
You know, you want to believe that there's some sort of entity up there, but like, killing in the name of it, and, you know, telling people they can't get married, and, you know, fucking little boys in the ass, which is what Catholics used to do.
And, like, oh, everybody, I believe this, so everybody else has to believe it, too. Yeah, it's like,
That too. You know, our belief is the right one.
Your beliefs on other people, right.
Our belief is the right one, even though we came to this conclusion completely separately from you. Your beliefs are startlingly similar.
Right.
In an area completely removed from you, with no communication whatsoever, we came to similar conclusions as you. However, we're right and you're not.
Yeah.
We have a form and a way of dealing with our God, even though it's completely different from yours, and yours is wrong, and ours is just a little more right.
We actually agree on quite a lot of things. However, you're wrong.
Die.
However, you're wrong. I mean, the fact that Protestants and Catholics hate each other. I mean, even in fucking. I remember, honestly, my dad is, you know, he's a devout Catholic, which really means that he does whatever the fuck he wants and then goes to church on Sunday and thinks he's fine.
Yeah.
That's what an Irish Catholic is.
Really.
Right.
I love that.
And I remember him saying, you know, I think I asked him, now, what is Aunt Maureen, what is she, how can we never see her at church or whatever? And he, with like fucking condescending venom in his voice, he's like, she's a Protestant.
Who is
and
Maureen?
I'm like, really?
Is Maureen one of the ones that I met?
Oh, yeah, you met her. Yeah, she was the one that you met. She was the crazy one that you met.
She was the Arizona one, not the Dallas one?
Yeah, the bug-eyed heroin accuser.
You hear that one, Mick? She accused me of being a junkie.
Nice.
Yeah, she. I was watching TV in the living room, and I saw that on the stove they were heating up water.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what would they, you know, are they making themselves some tea or whatever? And a while went by, and then she came out of the room and then, like, turned it off and, like, put it away. And
that was it.
And that was it. I'm like, oh, weird. You know, I was like, oh, whatever. And then she told,
Basically, here's what happens, okay? Louis and I are fucking exhausted because we've been driving for ages and ages and ages. I mean, like, we really didn't stay in one place for more than a day at that time. We've been on the road for... Actually, technically, we've been on the road for about 3 weeks at that point, I think. Maybe even longer, because we had wound up spending, like, 2 weeks in Pennsylvania because Louis got his tires aligned and they didn't put his tires back on properly. Like, they didn't screw the bolt in. So his fucking, his, like, axle broke or his fucking rim popped off while he was driving.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't pop off, but almost popped off and ate up the rim. So fucked up the rim.
So they had to order him a new rim. And I told, like, they should have rented him a fucking car because it's their fuck up, but whatever. Didn't matter. We had to sit there and wait for them to order a new rim. And then we're driving across the fucking country on the way to L.A. Were we on our way back when we saw her, or was that on the way there?
Yeah, on the way back.
So we stop in fucking Arizona, and I call her, and I'm like, yeah, let's visit my aunt in Arizona. She's there. It's a free place to sleep. Like, we don't have to pay for it, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter what time you come, whatever. I'm like, we probably aren't going to get there till like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're fucking exhausted. And I tell her this. I'm like, we're really, really tired. Like, I mean, you know, like, I hope you can let us sleep in because we're exhausted. She's like, oh, my God, yeah, sleep till whatever you want. It's okay, whatever you want. Fucking 8 o'clock in the morning after getting there at 3 o'clock at night, after being on the road for, like, fucking 3.5 weeks, pots and pans clanging around. Literally.
To go to
what
a mountain.
On?
They woke us up. I think they tried to wake us up at like 7, and we were just like, fuck that. No pots and pans are going to wake us up. And then it was even just got even worse. Like, they just were louder and like shaking us and all this other stuff. And we're like, I thought you said we could sleep in. Oh, we got to show you that. They take us to the top of some fucking mountain in Arizona that's like, I don't know, 800 feet above sea level or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
I got fucking altitude sickness from it.
Yeah, and there we're sitting, and Louis turned fucking green. You ever seen a green Puerto Rican? He's turning fucking green. And I'm not feeling so hot myself, but they give us some bologna sandwiches, which for me it worked, but Louis was still pretty sickly looking. And they trotted us around this ski resort that was out of season.
It had a shitload of people, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they did that, but, I mean, neither one of us gave two shits about it, because we're fucking exhausted and sick.
Right.
Not a care less to go out there.
No, just, the beauty, fuck you, put me back in bed. I don't give a shit. So after that, they spend the rest of the day drinking, and they take us to dinner, and then we get home, and... This is when I'm watching TV in my room. I think Louis had to sleep like in some weird cubby thing. So
yeah,
it was
like a room. It was like a little library type of thing off to the side.
Yeah, with like no door to it, I believe. So, he's out in the living room. He's watching TV or whatever, and they decide to go to bed. And I guess she leaves this fucking her drunk ass leaves this pot of water boiling, and then, as Louis said, she goes and turns it off. And we're like, Louis and I look at each other at some point, and we're like, we're leaving tomorrow. Like, I don't know how long she thought we were staying here, but we can't stay here anymore. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
First thing tomorrow morning. They were crazy. There was not fun. Nothing we did with them was fun. I mean, it was awkward. I hated them. I mean, it was time to go.
Right.
So we leave, and like 2 weeks later, my dad tells me, he's like, so what's up with Lou? I'm like, what do you mean, what's up with her? He's like, you know,
things,
he's like...
What did you mean specifically?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, do you mean his penchant for buggery? Or, I mean, what are you speaking of?
Right.
You know, and he's like, well, does he, like, do drugs and stuff? And honest to God, of all of the friends I've ever had, besides you, Mick, because you're a fucking prude, too, when I met Lou, like, he wasn't drinking, he wasn't smoking weed. And he smoked weed when he was a kid.
Yeah.
But, like, the guy's he was basically straight edge by the time I met him. I mean, he wasn't even smoking cigarettes or anything, so. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, well, you know, your Aunt Maureen said that, you know, he was, like, boiling water or something, and she thought he was, like, cooking up heroin. And I'm like, first off.
What?
I'm like, 30 years younger than you, and I know how heroin is cooked, and that's not it.
Oh, boy.
Second off, like... He's fucking fat. When's the last time you saw a fat heroin addict?
Hey!
I'm just
a couple of sandwiches short from, beat up ace.
No, but all kidding aside, I was like, dude, I mean, really? This guy is not a fucking drug user. Like, I'm any kind.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you have to promise to put the aspirin up his asshole just to get him to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, oh.
So I was like, fucking really? I was like, and I've never spoken to that woman again since then. I was like, yeah, thanks for your hospitality, bitch, and accusing my best friend of doing heroin in your kitchen when your drunk ass forgot you put a fucking pot of water on to boil.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
I wonder what they'd make of you, Mick.
Pathetic.
Who's that golem creature you brought with you?
The good old days.
I'm sorry, golem. I mean, Nick. Sorry, man.
What?
I said, I'm sorry, golem. I mean, Nick. I'm sorry.
Like a huggable golem.
Yeah.
I know, he's such a sweetheart.
What?
Such a sweetheart. Nick, I wish I could come over there and massage your back.
Oh, for you. Make you feel better. Kind of like,
that would be nice.
What do you call them?
Mick, let me ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Do you think that blowing air bubbles into your butthole would help your back feel better?
Well, I'm guessing not, but hey, you never know.
Are you game to try?
Who am I to question the miracles of modern science?
I'm thinking just for my own safety, I should use a straw.
Your own research? Oh, okay, your own, yeah. Yeah, you should probably use a straw.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise going
to
write
it. I asked Louis this question, but Mick, have you ever had a girl lick your butthole?
No, I have not.
Don't know what you're missing.
And see, it's weird because I've had times where I thought I
would want to, but yeah, but I just don't feel like I'd ever be clean enough to like trust the process.
Yeah. I don't know. I trust girls, though. I trust them to be clean enough because they, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have things that they stick up inside their vaginas to help